Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I have the pleasure of talking to one of our members, Tiffany Carter. We're going to ask her all kinds of questions, starting with Tiffany. I hear there's a failed mailer.
You're just going right there.
Well, you know what? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background? You know, where you're from and just, you know, anything about you that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's go back a little bit. I was in the Army some years ago, spent 8 years there. After that, you know, I did like, IT work and stuff, for some time. And then I spent some years at home with my son. We decided, you know, that I'll just stay home because we were going to move to North Carolina. And at that time, it just didn't make sense financially as far as the move for us to get someone to take care of him and all of that. So we're like, all right, well, I'll just stay home. So I did that for a few years, then jumped back into the workforce and all of that. So, and I started with the company that I'm working with now, and I actually do IT purchasing there for a data center. And so I've been doing that for a while, and it's been cool. It's been good, but, you know, kind of jumped into this entrepreneur thing, you know, just because I'm at a point in my life where I'm just ready for more, I guess. I'm just ready to do something more and, you know, just feel like I actually want to feel like my time is, I don't have someone putting a number on like what my time is worth, you know, pretty much. So that's kind of what led me here. But that is a funny story as well. So I'll go ahead. I'll let you guys.
So was your partner, husband, was he supportive all the way on this?
Oh, no, goodness.
This is always an interesting story.
Yes. I mean, so like he's supportive, you know, like, of course he wants me to be happy and he wants me to do whatever makes me happy. But, you know, definitely in the beginning when I first started this, it was like, all right. So, you know, it was like, I'm kind of taking a breath, like, let's see where this goes, you know. But honestly, you know, my journey kind of started, I want to say like a couple of years back. And I actually started looking into, like, when I even found out about the whole concept of wholesaling anything, I was actually looking at houses. And of course, they have all sorts of YouTube channels and all a plethora of information for that. And so I was just watching everybody's channels and trying to learn this and trying to learn that. And, you know, all of that stuff. And it was cool, you know, for a while. I've learned about the driving for dollars, finding your ARV, and, you know, all that stuff, right? And it was one day I was driving past a vacant lot. And I was like, the thought came in my head. I'm like, what if you could do this for land, you know? And so, you know, I left it at that. Now, this is funny because I was, at this time, I was literally typing. I had a typed note template, a typed letter template that I would use. And I would I used this app called Land Glide. And I would drive around, I'd find the houses, the lots, and I'd get the information from Land Glide. And then I would literally send them a type letter, just, you know, substitute each person's name in there, send them the letter, mailing out, I mean, manual work from me. Okay.
Like one by one, one house at a time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and it was like, I would send out, like, let's just say, for example, 20 or 40 letters for houses. I'll send out one letter for land, and guess which one would actually call me? It would be the land person.
So you started your
That's
own.
Awesome.
I mean, you started your own little version of Land Academy.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But I was like, I was so far off because, you know, when I started like looking into, because I just kept getting these land calls. So I was like, well, let me actually look into this. And, you know, well, how do you find the ARV for land, right? And I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at like all of these, you know, land plots and everything near me and Zillow and all these places, just trying to find prices and like, how do you come up with this stuff? Because, you know, of course, as you guys have already taught us plenty of times, the prices are everywhere. I mean, from $4 million to you know, $12,000 is crazy. So I'm like, well, how do you know how much this is worth? You know, I just felt so lost. And so I remember that I'm looking on YouTube, I'm searching for information. I was finding nothing helpful, barely ever finding anything helpful. And then, so two things, I ended up finding REI Tipster first. That came up in the one of the suggestions. And I think I heard you guys say that was one of your early students.
Yep.
And so the good thing about finding him was that I learned that the prices that I was thinking land would be, or what I should be looking to buy land, I was totally way off. I was realizing that I need to come way, way lower than what I was thinking. So that taught me that, but it was still, I just still had so many questions. And you guys are probably going to get a kick out of this, because it was actually a video that a realtor made. And she, you know, she had like tips on, you know, what to do when you're buying land or whatever the case was. And I just happened to click on that video, and all of a sudden, you know, your guys' videos came up next in the suggestions. And I'm telling you, I kid you not, like I watched maybe the first five videos, and within those first five videos, I had questions answered that I was looking for, trying to figure out for months. So after that, I was hooked. I was like, oh my gosh, I need more. I need more Jack and Jill.
So hold a second. I have to.
So good.
You, this all happened in your head long before. You're giving me so many ideas for podcast topics, because you had a land light bulb moment anyway.
Yeah.
Long before you ever knew that this was kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had much earlier in my life, way like as a child, looking around at all this land in southeastern Michigan, saying, why is everybody clamoring to buy these buildings and this commercial real estate and financing stuff and making your life complicated, like with houses too?
Yep.
And you can just go buy this piece of land and resell it for more. Mm-hmm. I was like 14 when I started thinking about this.
Oh,
stuff.
Wow. Oh,
so I, that moment you just described where you're looking at a house, piece of land, house, wait a minute, why don't I just buy that and make a few thousand bucks on that and not have to worry about it?
Yep.
So I've never heard anyone describe it that way, Tiffany. That's fantastic.
But the part I didn't have was how, you know, like, I'm like, how? Yeah, I don't get it.
You know, once you have that, I'm going to call it the land light bulb moment.
True.
Once you have that, then you just, that's what Google's for.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Sure. That's a great story.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Thank you.
So continue on your journey then. So you saw us and for whatever reason it clicked. I'm sorry about that. You should raise your standards a little.
It's been awesome. I mean, you know, I watched you guys, like I said, I took in every video that I could for months. You know I was probably driving my husband crazy. I'm just watching you guys every day. You guys are on the TV. Like, I need to, I'm taking notes. I'm binge watching. All right. So it was funny. But so finally, I don't know, maybe about 6 months, you guys had a sell on the program. Mm-hmm. And now this was, I can't remember exactly when this was, but when you guys had this sell, I didn't jump on it then because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm going to be able to, I don't know if I'm ready, right? So I just kept binge watching. And then finally, it was sometime in last year around Halloween, you guys had another sale. And I had told myself before then, I'm like, okay, I am jumping on this. If they put this program on sale again, I gotta jump on this. I gotta tell my husband, I gotta like, look, honey, we gotta do this, please. You know, because he's very much, I'll believe it when I see it type of person, you know.
That's fair.
So, you know, yes, absolutely. So all the dreaming and, oh, this is what we can do. And no, that doesn't work. So I had to, you know, I had to give him the whole spiel. Like, I mean, normally the cost is this much, but it's on sale for this and you get all this and it's great and it's fun. Anyway, so. Long story short, doing the program, and I want to say within a month after I got it, I went ahead, jumped in, sent out my first mailer. Now, it actually took me, I want to say maybe month three or month four before I actually closed my first deal. When I talked to you, Jill, some time ago, I kind of touched on this a little bit. And I really think most of that was me. It was like, even though I was quick to jump out there and get the mail out, I was so gun shy. You know, I was just shy to like really just move forward and like commit to something, you know? So I'm saying no to everything. I'm like, oh, it's not absolutely perfect. I can't do it. So finally, I ended up with a piece of property that, oh my gosh, it was like, you know, one of these things that you say when you look at it and like you almost want it for yourself type of thing. It was like, oh man, the only thing about it had an HOA on it. And the HOA was a bit pricey. So I was like, all right, well, you know, looking at everything, looking at the county and all this other stuff, I know I can sell it. It just won't be for as much as I was hoping. But that was okay. That was still going to get me a deal done and get me in the door. I made back my, you know, purchase price of the program, mailer, all that back easily. So, you know, that was no thing. But I learned then that, most people are tire kickers. They just want to, you know, just ask a bunch of questions. They barely hardly read the ad. You put everything in there so that they don't have these questions and they still ask you the same questions. But the guy that I knew was serious, when he called me, he said, oh no, he didn't even call. He sent a message and he said, hey, can I see the property? I said, okay, but you do know this, this, and this, right? And he said, oh yes, ma'am. I've read it over twice. I was like, oh, there you go. I know it. This is my buyer.
Yep, totally.
Yep. So it was very exciting. And you know, it's been exciting. It has definitely been a journey. And like I told you guys, I've been kind of taking this at my own pace. I wanted to just jump in head first and go full, but at the same time, you know, hey, I do have a lot of other roles and other things going on in my life too. So, you know, I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to have to take this and do not compare myself with everyone else. And oh my gosh, this person is there. How did you do this? And I can definitely easily go there quickly, but I definitely have to keep myself from doing that and just stay encouraged and keep moving forward.
And that's okay. You know, you wanted to make sure you like it. Obviously you've got this all figured out. That part's easy. And I do always agree with, you know, I'd rather you be cautious and hold back and get a nice little, you know, bank balance built up.
Yeah.
So someday when you and your husband sit down and you guys will, you know, if you want to, you know, you could keep your day job and just do this on the side and have your kids' education paid for. There's some people that just do that. And it's just kind of, this is the way we travel. And then we afford this house and do this kind of a thing. You know, not some people don't want to make it a full-time thing, but if and when you do, I love that. It's like, I could have done this 2 years ago. You know, look how much money we've got. Now I'm like, woohoo. Now you can like turn on the faucet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess I'll go ahead and tell you guys about the failed mailer.
Yes,
so
please share.
Oh my goodness. I learned so much from that mailer though. I feel like, you know, of course, after the fact, I'm like, oh man, I really needed that. But so I hit this county and come to find out after the fact, I found out that, you know, most of this county was farmland. And I went in, very aggressive, very aggressive. I got hate calls for 3 weeks, literally. Okay. Literally, but I was like, you know what? I'm answering every single call. I don't care. I'm gonna, you know, just do the best I can, you know. And I mean, some really good property came back on that call, you know, but or on that mailer, but it was just, you know, just couldn't meet eye to eye on as far as agreeing on price. And so, you know, I just got to the point where I was like, and I know I've heard Jill say this before. I was like, you know, I'm not going to try to force something just to get something out of this mailer. So, and this was, and the funny thing is, it was like the biggest mailer I had sent to date at that time. So I sent a lot of letters to these people. So I was just like, you know what? All right, it is what it is. Let me just dust myself off, you know, and let me just go ahead and send out the next mailer. So, you know, started doing my research and everything. And the very next day I got a call from a lady and I mean, it was great. You know, long story short, she had a bunch of property in foreclosure, and her dad, her and her dad, you know, they owned this company. Her dad had passed away probably back in 2007, I believe it was. So definitely some time ago. And by now it was like she couldn't afford to pay the taxes on all the properties and stuff like that. And so, you know, at that point it was like she just, you know, given up. It's like, well, these properties in foreclosure, it's done with, oh well. So when I was looking into the properties, I'm looking at, you know, what are the back taxes? What are the foreclosure attorney fees and all of this other stuff, you know? And numbers just kept adding up. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if this is going to work, right? And so this is funny. So then I thought about, you know, on our Thursday calls with, I think it's Dan, you know, the guy, the kill the deal guy.
I
thought of that. I was like, I need to kill this deal because I just don't know if this is going to work. It's just too much. So I told her, I'm like, look, if I can even do this deal, this is how much, this is, you know, and I had to come up with a number that I was like, I know that, like Jill says, if she says yes to this, then I got to do the deal, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And she said yes. I was like, all right, well, so, you
what
know.
What just happened?
Exactly. So I'm like, well, let me dig in. Let me roll my sleeves up and dig in and let's figure this out. So it took a month to get that deal closed. But I definitely learned a lot, you know, just talking with irate sellers and how to talk them down. Like I said in my letter, you know, I thought of, you know, what would Jill do type of thing, you know? So I'm like, all right, okay, let me get these people to talk to me sensibly. And then, you know, working with, oh my goodness, the attorney and working with, because in North Carolina, you have to do it through attorneys, close your deals through attorneys. So working with attorneys, working with the foreclosure attorney, working with the seller, working, was that it? I don't know, but just going through back and forth, you know, it's just a lot of, all right, okay, now I got this here and now, okay, get this here. And okay, all right, now we gotta make sure they're on the same page. So it was a lot, but it was definitely well worth it.
I'm so proud of you.
So can you give us, that's a great story. Can you give us the raw numbers?
Yes. So all in all, we ended up paying $10,500 for four properties and four great properties, great access. One of them, we were actually contemplating on keeping it, but more than likely we'll end up selling it. But it has like a little creek or something in the back of the lot where the neighbor, you know, next door, he fishes out of it and whatever. So it's really cool. That one's like, I think 5.1 acres. We got a 4.1 acre lot and we had two 10 acre lots. And those actually, so we bought 10,500 for four and two of the 10 acre lots we sold $25,000 right away to a buyer that I had, a wonderful buyer. He's awesome. We sold that pretty much right away. And so we still got the two that we're contemplating what we're going to do. But actually, the other guy, he actually contacted us the other day and he's like, hey, you still got those other ones? I was like, well, yeah. I mean, we're thinking about holding on to them, but if you want them, whatever.
Awesome. I love it. So what's your husband say now? He's like, what can I do? Does he like bring you a sandwich and tea whenever you ask?
Yep. Now he's like, yeah, are you making us some money? I surely am. All right. So just
okay. I got dinner, babe. Don't worry about it.
Let me work. Okay. Let me work.
Yep. Exactly.
So are you going to make like 50 grand on the deal at the end of the day?
Gosh. I hope so.
Sounds like maybe more. Yeah.
And you know what? It's so funny. My son, he said to me the other day, he's like, Mom, you just sold those properties for half of what you make in a year on your regular job. And
you.
I'm like, at first I was excited about that fact. And then I really thought about it. And I'm like, man, that's just downright depressing.
That's so funny.
That's true. Yes.
At some point, I think a lot of us have had that conversation. Like, wait a minute. Why am I doing working so hard for this here?
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah. We just had a person in our advanced group.
Yeah, this is good.
Direct message me. This is somebody who's been with us since 2015. Yeah. And say, I just made more last month than I did. He's been doing this full time for 5 years. More last month than I did in my entire last year.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my
God. So, you know, Your son's right, is my point. You just exactly. add zeros. After a while, you just add zeros. Uh-huh.
Oh and my gosh.
The 10-5 is now you're buying them for 50,000, then you're buying stuff mm-hmm. for 100,000.
And then 100 becomes 250, and then 250 is a million, yeah. and on and on. Those are real numbers.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so good. So what kind of mailers and have you added a zero, and what are you looking at sending out now?
I mean, haven't added a zero just yet. You know, I'm still, I guess, trying to keep it small. I don't know. Maybe I just really want to kind of feel like I got a little bit more of my feet under me, you know. But I'm staying where I am for right now. I think eventually I'll move up. Really what I'm trying to focus on next is just getting more consistent with my mail, getting more consistent, you know, closing deals like every yeah. month.
Processes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll pay off in spades. I think that's really, really, you're obviously playing the long game, because yeah. I think that'll pay off for you huge mm-hmm. in a huge, huge, huge way. If yeah. you get all your systems down and then you let it rip.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It wasn't a failed mailer really, right?
It really was not. My best deal ever. So no, definitely not a failed mailer at all.
You know, it's real hard for brand new people to digest. It's like natural in our souls to want to do what you did in the beginning, which is send out 60 offers on some stuff that you see with your eyes.
Yes, yes.
And then have somebody call you and say, yeah, what you saw is right. I'm going to, yeah. I'll validate, you know, if I see it, I'll believe it kind of thing. I'm going to mm-hmm. validate your thing and I'll sell you a house. And it just mm-hmm. doesn't work that way. The fact is, you got to send out thousands of letters. You got to take the pain, like Rocky Balboa, mm-hmm. take the pain, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then you're going to win. You win the fight eventually.
Absolutely. That's
a perfect story that you had. That happens absolutely. To us all the time. Yeah. And then systematically take the pain out, the pain points.
Yeah.
You don't have to take all that hate, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that day. Hopefully we'll get there soon, but yeah. Definitely looking forward to that. You know, I was telling, that was something I was actually telling one of the hate calls that called me, you know, I'm like, well, unfortunately, sir, we have to hit the many to find the few that actually need our help, because everyone's not in your situation. You know, everyone's not so lucky to, you know, have this great piece of land that, you know, they can sell for whatever. But anyway, so yeah, definitely. Exactly.
You know, I have to tell you, Tiffany, as inspired as you were with us on the screen, you know how many people you're inspiring right yes. now being on the screen. I hope you know that.
I hope I am. I really do. I definitely prayed about that. Actually, I'm like, because, you know, I'm glad you said that, because I do remember. I remember, you know, especially when I first started, definitely having some days where I'm just totally like doubting myself and like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing? And I think I did everything wrong. I'm sure there's more I'll do wrong later, but, you know, but yet and still, it's just like, you just got to keep moving forward and keep going. And you guys did this podcast, which, and it came at the right time, because I so needed to hear this, where you guys said that, you know, I think we unintentionally make this look easy. And of course it's easier for us. We've been doing this for so long. But I really need to hear that, because you're right. The concept is simple, but it is not easy. And it definitely takes work, you know, and especially yes. when you're a one man or one woman show like me, you know, mm-hmm. You know, it takes work. It takes a lot of juggling people, attorneys and sellers yep. and buyers and everything else, and just really working the deal and sticking in there until mm-hmm. till the finish, you know, so.
Exactly. That was a good point.
Yeah.
Thank you for making that.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. What do you think the best, what's the sticking point or your least favorite part, or what was the hardest thing for you to get past? Because you obviously got past it all and got to the finish line.
Yes. You know, it's funny because I don't know why, well, for whatever reason, when it comes to like talking to the sellers, buying the property and all that, I'm good with. But when it comes to actually having to resell and deal with the buyers, I just don't know why. It drives me crazy. crazy, you know, coming up with the post and what to say and all this other stuff. Oh, it does. I don't know. So I'm looking forward to when I can give that out to someone else.
Might be a good job for your husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's actually funny because I did, like, recently, I think after this deal, you know, my family's like, what can we do to help? So, you know, it's like absolutely. My husband, he volunteered to do like the research because he is a researcher of the family, you know, to do the due diligence and research and everything. My son is our math whiz. So he's like, all right, you know, I was like, oh, great. You can help me with the numbers and like, you know, what we're bringing in, what's going out, you know, type of thing. I mean, of course it's in an Excel spreadsheet. So it's kind of calculating the numbers, but he still gets to feel like he's doing something. And I'm totally good with that. And then my daughter, she's the writer. So she's actually agreed to like help me. Yes, like she's actually agreed to help me with like, you know, doing up the post for, you know, when it's time to resell the property and all that. So yeah, I don't know. We're getting there.
Can you believe what you're teaching your kids right now? How to put food on the table for when they're doing it. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is so good. I'm so glad that. So you're obviously on the dining room table with everybody and office hold up, and that's good.
Yes.
Hear and learn. And what, I mean, this is amazing.
Story gets better and better.
Yeah. That makes me feel so good. Yeah. You know, you really are helping your whole family and teaching them some stuff.
And our kids are little. Yeah. Every single one of them, they're all 4 years apart. And every single one of them said, I will never ever do what you guys do. You're always bickering about it. You know, it's a constant, you know how kids see stuff like either positive or negative. And every single one of them work for us now.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. See, there you go. I'll change. There you go. That's right.
They had to come around and go, oh, maybe there is something to that.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, what do you think's been, you know, paying for your clothes all these years?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep.
So funny.
No, it's amazing.
It's like you're teaching, you know, business, core business skills. That's the stuff I look at it too. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is, whatever they go off and do, knowing how to run a business and all that's involved and to see mom overcome these obstacles. I mean, you're just such a role model and that's so good. So I'm so happy.
Thank you for that. I mean, you guys are role models. I mean, you know, shoot, I'm always telling my husband, like, they don't have to do this. Like, you know, to me, like, that's just very encouraging. Because, you know, like I said in my letter, or the note that I sent, I'm like, you guys could definitely choose to just make your money and just, you know, live your happy, you know, comfy life and not teach anybody, not share anything. And you guys are very sharing, you guys. And like I said, I mean, the price of this program is like, it's nothing compared to the value that you get in like what you guys teach. And you can tell, you know, I think what really drew me to you guys from the beginning, but you can see when something's real, you know, when people are just real, they're genuine and they actually really care. They really care about, you know, the information they're giving or teaching, and they really want to, you know, people to get it, you know, and giving your all, and like, you know, watching the programs, like I get a kick out of Steve, you know, when he's talking about the data and, you know, I mean, you could just see it, you know, the passion. So it's amazing. It really is. And I have to thank you guys very much.
You're the reason we do this. You know, I love teaching. I just do. Jill loves doing deals, and somehow we're all sitting here right now in this moment. So I don't know how it came about really. But it did.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad.
I'm really, really glad it worked for you.
I'm so glad.
Yes. I love a family component. And I have to tell you, you should pat yourself on the back a little bit more, because I wish more people came to us having that land light bulb moment, you know, before they find us, instead of getting that light bulb moment, if it ever happens, after they come to us. So, you know, it's hard to fail with your personality type if you're already in there trying to figure it out yourself.
Right.
And it's just, I'm sending 40 and it's not working. I'm sending 60, it's not working. You know, instead of sending 6,000.
Right.
You know, it's when we get the opportunity to fill in the holes for somebody like you, that's when everybody wins.
Exactly. That's some of the hardest parts. Sometimes we have people, I'm sure you do too now. I'm sure you have friends that are going to have said, how are you, why are you driving that car? What's going on? Or just something, you know what I mean? You're like, all of a sudden you can take a vacation or do some things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And you, you know, can share what's going on. They are, it's hard to explain it, you know, and they want to, and I have some really close friends that they so want to get it and they so can't get it. You know, they keep asking the same question, like, so wait a minute. So you mean you don't do anything to the property? I'm like, that's correct. Again, you don't go there. Yes, I've said that 12 times. I don't go there.
That's my favorite part about it. I love that so much. Because, you know, with houses, when I was learning all this stuff about houses, you're like, you got to go see the house. You got to go calculate repairs and come up with all of this. And I'm like, oh, gosh, all right, that's going to be fun. But no, I did not have to do any of that. So, no, this is absolutely a blessing. I'm so thankful.
I'm so glad. What is the goal here? Have you guys had that family meeting yet and decided that, you know, how far you want to take this?
I don't know if we've had like an official family meeting, but I have definitely said from the beginning, all right, like, look, all right.
Mom's in charge.
Mom's in charge, that's for sure. Yeah, they don't need a meeting. They're just going to
get orders.
That's right.
Absolutely. Okay. Look, it's so funny because all of my family, they're like, my husband's 6'5". My daughter's like 5'10". My son, he's definitely going to be taller than me. And people are always, you know, oh, you're the shorty in the family. I'm like, that's okay. Cause I'm the one that's in charge. That's all that matters. But, yeah. You know, like I told them from the beginning, like what I wanted out of this. I definitely want to join the Quitters Club one day, okay, be a quitter. And I definitely, you know, have a goal in mind as far as like a monthly revenue, what I want to get to. I'm praying that I'll be able to surpass that one day. But right now, I'm just trying to work there. So
that's good. Having that goal and writing it down.
Yes.
Huge.
It's probably part of your success where you're obviously good at, deconstructing whatever it is goal you're trying to do, just take it piece by piece by piece. And there's not much you can say to Tiffany. She's, you know, you've got it figured out.
Yeah.
You just need the mechanics from us.
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking of that one car conversation, right? We're going to look at property or something.
Yes.
And it was like, was it after that one mailer? We just weren't feeling it. And I'm like, hang in there. I know it, you know, and I think you didn't really need anything. I think you just kind of want a little confirmation.
It really was, you know, I'm like, I just need something. Please, Jill, just tell me anything, you know? And it was funny.
I just gave you a little yeah. Tip and you're like, all right, I got it. That's all I need.
I'm good. Thank you. Seriously. Yes. And I think that was actually right before that failed mailer hit. So oh my gosh.
Well, I can't give up now.
Nope. Definitely not.
Oh, I'm so glad. Would you have any questions for us?
Yes, I did have one question. And so I know that I would like to get more specific or precise with my pricing. So, and I know I've heard you say this before, Steve, about, you know, that it should take you some time to really price things out. Cause so far I've been pricing like just going based off 5 acres, 10 acres in the whole county. Right. And I just would really like to get more precise with that. And I think I've heard you guys talk about maybe pricing by zip or APN or something like that. I'm not.
So when you pull a data set, and you have County X and you're staring at, I don't know, 3,000-4,000 lines of data, and you've done the other scrubs like bad addresses and everything else that you already know about. You can break down the situs. There's a column in there called situs zip code. So properties, you can break the entire county down by zip code.
Okay.
And so, and then you can break it down by size. So you have in one column, let's say the zip code in chronological, in numerical order.
Okay.
And then right next to it, you have the sizes of the properties in numerical order. So you'll see, depending on what you pulled, let's say you pulled between 5 acres and 40 acres, you can see all the 5 acres in a zip code, all the 10 acres in a zip code, all the 20, you know, between five and 10, 10 and 20, 20 and 40, let's say.
Perfect. Okay.
And then you can pull the comps off of Zillow for completed sales. You can pull them down either manually. There's a lot of ways to scrape them. They're, you know, you're the kind of person who will figure out how to do it. But this is what you do. And you will get an average. What mm-hmm. I'm doing is, if you can pull the anomalies or use a real high days on market, pull those out.
Okay.
There's always weird
ones. Okay.
What throws all this data off is the weird ones. If you imagine a bell curve, it's the stuff at the two ends of the bell curve mm-hmm. that mess it all up.
Right.
Then you find your average. Mm-hmm. And you multiply, I usually multiply by 20% or 25%.
Okay.
And then Jill goes in and usually cuts it in half from there.
Hello, Jill, don't play any game. I love it.
It's so much easier to add money than it is to take it away.
Jill's motto, I hear this multiple times a week right now in our land buying and selling career. I don't want to convince somebody to sell their property for less.
Right.
I want mm-hmm. to convince them to sell to me for more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you just got to go in real hot.
Yeah.
And is this whole COVID thing is really, I don't know if you've sent the mailer out since the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, are you having a positive response?
It's been both. I have definitely have had positive response. And my last mailer, it's funny because I got less hate calls than normal. So I don't know if that's because of COVID or whatever. I don't know. I've even had some people say, you know, they start out mad on the phone and then they're like, well, you know, I mean, honestly, life is too short to be this mad about this. I'm sorry, but you know, but yeah, it's been interesting. So,
yeah.
I have a bunch of one-liners I've accumulated over the years in response to this. One of my favorite ones is, look, man, if this gets you that upset, what else is going on in your life? And sometimes it's just like break down into tears because something, and then they'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't get that mad about getting some random letter for your piece of land that you're never going to use.
Right. Oh, goodness. Yes. I mean, I try. I'm definitely trying to be more compassionate and understanding, you know, and understand that, like, I think you guys were actually saying on a recent episode or podcast that, you know, for these people, they dreamed to do this and that with the land, or maybe their parents did, or whatever it is. And that's like the one big, you know, transaction that they had going on in their life, aside from maybe buying a house or something, right? So of course it is big for them, right? Where for us, it's another piece of land. We're keeping it moving. But, you know, that trying to be understanding and compassionate, you know, about that part of it. I will say that I struggled, especially at first, trying to get past the concept of, you know, oh my gosh, I have to buy the property so cheap. You know, I don't want to, you know, because sellers will make you feel horrible, right? You know, or people that call back, they'll make you feel terrible. You know, these hate calls, like, oh, you're trying to take advantage and this and that. And it's like, you know, that's not it at all. Like, I would rather be able to help someone out. We, you know, pay them $5,000 that I know I can get to them, you know, next week or whatever it is. Like, they, you know, need money. They don't want to. They've had land sitting on the market for months and sometimes years. Yeah. Like, my first seller, my first deal, he had tried to sell that property for years. So, you know, by the time I got to him, he's like, please take it. I'm done. I can't help me out. Like, you're a sure mm-hmm. thing. I know I'll have some money soon and be done with it, you know? And he actually told me, he's like, man, I wish I had something else I could sell to you. You know?
So since we sat down and started talking with you, you've described two deals to us. This one deal where it was in, I think, probably tax foreclosure for her, and she, mm-hmm. and she you did the deal. And then mm-hmm. you just described one where the guy had it on the market for years. Mm-hmm. So in both cases, my perception is this, you're solving a problem for somebody.
Right.
And absolutely. That's how, we should talk about that more on the show, because you get all these hate calls, and then you just get these calls where they're in the middle, where it's like, you know, I want to sell it, but this is a ridiculous price. You know, I'm not going to sell it. The deal doesn't happen. And then you get these calls. Yeah. They're far, you know, they're a very predictable number of mm-hmm. where it's, you know what, I am going to sell it because I'm tired of it. And then they tell you why.
Yeah.
And those are the deals you end up doing.
Yeah. When you
truly have to. So in response to what you're saying, I know in your soul, it's like, wow, I'm really buying this cheap. but they thanked you in the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Every time. It's like, thank you so much. You know, they're just so happy. I put $5,000 in my pocket tomorrow. I don't have to keep holding on to this land paying taxes. Exactly. So yes. Yeah, that's absolutely. We are a solution. And I absolutely love that about this. So much. And
isn't that good? It makes you feel good. That's like, that's mm-hmm. one of the things about our business. I feel good. I'm not trying. Absolutely. If you don't want to sell, I'm not here to talk you out of something.
I am not. And that's also funny because that's about, you know, a lot of these housing channels and stuff I would watch, you know, and I mean, they're teaching you pretty much how to be a salesperson and how to, like, you got to read the person and this, and all right, if they come back, we'll try to get it down this number and then try to go back and then say, well, is that all you can do? And it's just like, oh man, that's just, I don't want to do that.
Okay, I don't want to be that guy.
I don't
know. No. No.
Well, that's why, you know, we let the data do all that. The mm-hmm. data does all that. It's like using a knife and a fork. They do all the work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you send out 5,000 letters, you're going to buy some property. Yep. That's just, it's like, and I think a lot of new people fight that.
Right.
They want to check us and say, they want to find another way. It's mm-hmm. just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And why put yourself through all that anyway? Just send the 5,000 out, take what comes back, buy a few pieces of property.
It's just undoing what we've all been taught, I mm-hmm. think. And, you know, I was thinking about, because with the, we have a member, another one, it's probably the same. I know it's the same person we talked about earlier. He has said in the past that he had to undo his own thoughts and just listen to what we said.
Yes.
Like, all right, I'm just going to follow the steps here and follow the program, do what they say. And he's like, oh, okay, well, now they're right. I'm wrong.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's it. It does. It's true.
We're dealing with mobile homes right now and having just an amazing response.
Yeah.
No, truly, truly amazing.
I can imagine. Yeah.
You know, I think that people who own mobile homes are, you know, for whatever reason, they're willing to just say, you know what, take this off my hands. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Right. Yeah. So that's the thing too. Now, you know, Tiffany, it's like, this works with everything. Mm-hmm. Now you know.
Yes.
It's like, you want to tell your daughter, you know, what kind of car do you want to get someday? Or what kind of bike you want? Or I don't know, whatever. We can offer up blast somehow. I wish there was a way.
That's right.
A database of bikes.
Could you imagine? That'd be kind of cute.
You know, that'd be a great way to explain it to a kid.
Well, remember once upon a time when we were little, I used to have you had to go get a bike license.
Yeah, I had
to
do that
too.
And
go to the fire department or something.
Yeah,
like
really? No, exactly. Oh my gosh.
You had to do that same thing, Joe.
Yeah. So maybe back then, that database, you could have found your ideal bike.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I've never heard of that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's because you're a lot younger than us.
That's true.
Yeah. A lot.
Well, thank you so much, Tiffany. This has been
thank
so
you guys.
Fun. And I'm sure you have inspired other people. So thank you for taking the time out of your day.
It's no problem at all.
Yeah, seriously. I'm really serious. It shocks me even now after years of doing this, how much one episode like this will inspire people. Yeah. You're going to get, just brace yourself. You're going to get 50 emails.
I don't mind.
Fan club here in a minute.
Oh, yeah, gosh. I really don't mind. I mean, you know, if anyone's like where I was, you know, trying to figure stuff out, right? You're just looking for any line that you can get, you know? So definitely, I know what it's like to be there, and I'm glad to help out with wherever I can. So
that's so good. My big takeaway is going to be what your son said. So, Mom, tell me this again. You just made half your annual salary in this one seller? Yep.
Man.
You know, I have a funny story to share just like that. I said it on a podcast probably a couple of years ago, but my parents bought the house that I grew up in for $13,000 and sold it for like $87,000. And then we moved to a much nicer neighborhood in Detroit, out of Detroit into a nicer neighborhood with that money. Mm-hmm. And I looked around, I was probably 8 at the time. I said, well, why don't you buy all these houses and do that? And then you don't have to work at all. And they both laughed and said, ha ha, you know, that's not possible.
Very funny.
That's crazy.
All these little things plant seeds.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
Absolutely.
True.
Absolutely. But some of us just don't know what we don't know, right? We don't, some people don't know. And once you've given them shown them, opened up their minds to a new world, they're all for it, right? But then there's a lot of people they just can't even understand the concept. Like, why? Why would that work? How can you make money? Trust me, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And that's okay. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm sure those people are not listening to this at all.
Yeah, more than likely. Exactly. Yep.
Well, happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, join us for another episode of the Land Academy Show. It may or may not be interesting. And I'm all thrown off because the
you're all good.
Because there's no script today.
It's okay.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Tiffany Carter, thank you so much. That was
awesome.
I personally got a lot out of this. I loved the light bulb moment. Light bulb moment.
He was taking notes here too, by the way. I think this is going to air next week, and all of our conversations that we're doing, because we just wrote the script, we're writing the scripts like today for next week. So you will have inspired most, if not all of them. So yes. This will be good.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that's Tiffany Carter.
I love it. Yes. Well, thank you guys. Really.
All right. Very much. Well, thanks. We'll see you on Thursday probably.
Yep. Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.